Jennifer Russell. I work for Mead Farms. I've been here 5 years.
All right. Well, you seem to know a lot about cattle, and you were the one to explain everything to these Mexican buyers today. Tell us about this operation here in Barnett, Missouri.
We're a seed stock operation dealing in Angus, Red Angus, Charley, and Hereford. We run about 2,000 mama cows. We will sell 500 to 600 registered bulls a year. We also sell a female sale. Sell roughly 300 to 400 females a year. Try to develop everything on fescue, make a good maternal product that'll work for our customers.
And your customers, obviously, you want some of them to be from Mexico.
It would be nice to open up the markets. 90% of our customers are from Missouri, and so I'm never going to lose that basis. That's who I develop my bulls for. I think the cattle will work in all environments. I think there's something for everyone when we've got this many cattle. Like I said, we just try to get out a good product.
Well, and that's some of the details you went over with these folks. You said you're looking for a balance in the way you raise these cattle. And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we don't chase the numbers. We have to have adequate EPD numbers, adequate production performance numbers. We're very... very consistent with our maternal values. We want a cow that breeds every year, a cow that milks well, and a cow that holds her condition and then breeds back after raising a calf. So we try to tie it all together in one package. Rather than having a lot of outliers, we're very consistent, try to get a bunch of bulls that look a lot alike and can perform for about anybody.
What are some of the main questions that you've had from these Mexican buyers here, and anything that surprised you that they asked you?
Nothing surprised me. As we have more of these international groups, it's crazy with the information that we all have. We're all after the same goals in mind. We all want good cattle that work for us. We'll work hard. We want our cattle to work hard for us, too. And so we're all kind of fighting for the same goals. Very grounded. Some of the questions they've asked me is, what are some of my favorite sires? Just some of the cattle questions, what cattle work best, that kind of thing.
Anything take home that you want to make sure you drive home with them that they take back to Mexico?
I just want them to see what we're doing. I think the cattle that we've seen speak for themselves. I always want to show people what we're trying to do. It's easy to say something on paper, but it's hard to show it. And so I want people to show kind of where we're at, and hopefully they can see what we're doing.
And Jennifer, you guys have locations elsewhere in Missouri, not just Barnett, right? But this is the sort of the main one?
This is where it started. This is Alan's first farm that he bought was here in Barnett. Then he expanded over to the Versailles area. Where the sale facility is and where we're going to go next. That's where the bulls are developed. And then we have a farm in northern Missouri at Milan that has fall mature cows. So that's kind of where we expanded, and that's where we're at. But it's still all intertwined into one.
Now, Jennifer, I can tell you love your job. I want you to tell me why.
I love the old black cow. I love the black mama cow. I do. I enjoy seeing them. I enjoy seeing the end results. Your hard work shows. It's hard to explain.
It's in your blood, isn't it?
It's been in my blood for many, many generations.
So you grew up in a cattle family.
Yes. My parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents all have had registered Angus cattle. Very, very proud of my family heritage, where we've come from. I can go on for hours on family, what my family's done in the Angus breed, but
in Missouri,
in Iowa. Okay. Where I am an Iowegian.
Ah, where in Iowa?
Southwest Iowa.
What town?
A little town called Diagonal.
Is it a diagonal shape?
No, the railroad track ran diagonally through the town, and that's how it got its name.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie. It's nice to be here.
You bet.